time to talk football. It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
Hello, a very warm welcome to Red Friday, your best look ahead at the weekend sport, with a major focus on the Dons, of course, from Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself, Dave McDermott. In tonight's show, it's the opening game of the year tomorrow lunchtime, with the Dons facing Championship leaders St Mirren at Pittodrie in round four of the William Hill Scottish Cup. We'll hear from Saints goalkeeping coach, ex-Don Jamie Langfield. We'll also look ahead to the rest of the ties, and we'll have the predictor as ever. And of course, Dave, it's transfer window time, players moving in and out of clubs, and lots of speculation.
Yeah, it's the silly season, isn't it, Dave? But boss Derek McInnes, of course, he only deals with facts. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. You just never know what's around the corner, though, do you?
Absolutely. And Andrew, we've seen Craig's story. I mean, we've said before, it's such a shame. It's so much talent, but just didn't work out for him. Frank, he's away. Frank Ross is down, signed a new extension, and can play for Morton in the Cup tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Frank will benefit from getting more experience at a higher level than he gets at Pittodrie at the moment. He gets the odd fleeting appearance for the first team, plays for the Development League team, but I think he's going to a good club in Morton. They play a decent brand of football, and he'll enjoy himself down there, I'm quite sure, and hopefully come back a stronger, more experienced player.
No work permit as yet for Chidi Nkwali, but he watched him obviously out last Sunday in the friendly, and he can certainly play, and the club is very confident that he will become an Aberdeen player. It's just sometime next week.
Yeah, I think the red tape is just holding things up, but the word on the QT is that there's no problems. It's just getting the paperwork over the line. But I think midfield is an area that the manager looking to strengthen. Obviously, Craig Story, as you mentioned, has gone, and we wish him all the best with his future career. It's just a shame that he didn't kick on from that great showing he had against Celtic a couple of years ago. But hey, that's football. And there's of course speculation about Kenny McLean possibly going down to Norwich.
There's nothing official. We hear the same rumours and speculation, but until we get something official, it's not something that I can really comment on. If we're led to believe, then maybe an offer's imminent or whatever, but again, there's nothing official in, so it's difficult for me to comment any further on that.
And in the papers this morning, St Johnson are apparently about to try and get Scott Wright on loan.
Scott and a lot of young players can benefit from loans, but it's not always the be-all and end-all, and it's not. Scott's been involved with us heavily this season, and I still expect that to be the case. So it's, I feel that there's a role here for Scott, and there's a challenge here for Scott. And I think that we're not really interested in losing any of our real first team players to go out on loan when we see them involved with us as much as it is. So Scott, for me, in an ideal world, will be playing a big part for us in the second half of the campaign, and he's certainly good enough.
Dave Galloway, it doesn't sound from what Derek said just this morning as though, with Frank Ross particularly gone, that he is down to fairly much the bare bones, and it does look as though Derek wants to keep Scott Wright very much involved in the first team.
Yeah, to be honest, Dave, that is great news for me. I'm a huge fan of Scott Wright, so talented. This is really going to be a key season for him. He's already shown more than a few flashes of the great skill that he's got, and I'm sure with the right nurturing, with the right mentoring from Derek and Doc and the coaching staff, he can really go on to have a cracking season.
Well, the other player that Derek was asked about was Hamilton defender Mikey Devlin. He's out of contract at New Douglas Park in the summer.
I spoke to Hamilton, Martin Cannon, and I spoke to the club, spoke to Hamilton last month. That was intentions to speak to Mikey, and it's went no further than that at the minute. So that's all I can say on that side yet. And I know it is a month for speculation and gossip and rumour about being linked with this player and this player getting out and all the rest of it, and that's something we need to manage as a club.
Let's look at the game now. Of course, Aberdeen against St Mirren, 12:15 kick-off. Very similar to last season when we came back from the winter training camp in Dubai. We had a home tie that time against Stranraer.
Looking for Hayes. That's a good Hayes down to Rooney. Rooney with a shot. There's the goal. Adam Rooney with his 12th goal of the season. Rooney and then McLean. Now McGinn. McGinn tries a shot. That's number two.
Now McGinn, of course, Andrew back and available and in the squad for tomorrow along with Stevie May, which is a real boost, but it promises to be a cracker of a game.
I think it's probably the game of the day, or the game of the round, in fact. Hearts and Hibs fans will argue about that, but I think it's a very good Aberdeen side going up against an extremely good St Mirren side who will be full of confidence. Winning breeds confidence, but I just have the feeling that if Aberdeen are on the top of their form, the gulf between the top of the Premiership and the top of the Championship will be there for all to see. But I think it'll be an intriguing game. First goal's going to be very important, and hopefully the Dons get it and they can, you know, go on and win comfortably. But I think St Mirren will make life very difficult.
And you can be sure, Dave, that Cammy Smith, the former Don, will be one player who will be out to do his best to make sure it's Saints are in the hat for the fifth round.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. He would love to put one over on his former gaffer, Derek McInnes. I'm really looking forward to this game. As Andrew said, it should be a cracking encounter. As for Derek McInnes, well, he anticipates a really difficult afternoon against a side well out in front in the Championship title race.
I think they want to come up here and do a job on us, and I think they're a good side. There's a lot expected. I'm from Paisley, and I know, you know, a lot of people, a lot of someone supporters, so I know exactly how the supporters are feeling about the team at the minute, and there's been good work been done at St Mirren over the last 9 months or so. So it's a challenge, it's a cup game, so you expect challenges, but the fact that we're at home, we're pleased with that, and as much as we expect a difficult tie, I also think St Mirren will be expecting a difficult game as well. So good game, two good teams. As I say, our intention is to get through the game by playing well, and hopefully we can do that.
And Cammy Smith's family are all coming to the game tomorrow. Of course, big Dons fans. I was speaking to his dad, Gary, last week, and he was saying that there's no lose for them, because if the Dons win, they'll be happy. But if St Mirren win, it's great for Cammy.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to seeing Cammy again, because, you know, his career has blossomed down at St Mirren. He had that loan spell at Dundee United, scored a hat-trick, wasn't it, against Partick Thistle in the League Cup. But things didn't work out for him there. But they have down at St Mirren, and Cammy's a very clever player. There's no getting away from that. He'll be one that needs to be watched, as of course will Gavin Riley and Lewis Morgan, the other two sort of talismanic players, if you like, in the St Mirren ranks. But we'll wish him well when he arrives at Pittodrie, but hope that he doesn't have too much of an impact on the game.
Absolutely. And Dave, we know that when we came back from Dubai last year, Aberdeen went on a fantastic run. The players are well aware that if that's not the case this year, Dubai will not be seen as the great benefit that it was last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, we came back really recharged, refreshed, invigorated, and had a very good second half of the season that culminated, of course, in winning second place in the league and coming so close to lifting the Scottish Cup for the first time since 1990. To repeat that would be great, but only let's have the ending to the season slightly different. Let's win the Cup this time.
Yep, and of course the majority of the players who were involved last year in the Cup are still here. Niall McGinn has gone away, he's come back again, but there are, for a few of them, the new signings. I'm sure they'll have heard all about what a great occasion it was last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg Stewart, for one, the winger's determined to help the Dons go all the way in this season's competition.
It's a cup we want to do really well in, and St Mirren are flying as well in the league, so it's got to be a really tough, tricky game. So we've trained hard all week and we're more than ready. it could be really dangerous. St Mirren are obviously doing well in the league. We're doing well as well, so it's a tie. It could be a really good game. But I feel as if we play to our potential, then we should be okay. Jack Ross, he's done an unbelievable job. Unbelievable job there. He's took them from relegation to, well, clearing the league. And they're doing really, they're playing really well, scoring lots of goals, and they'll be playing with a lot of confidence. But it's a game that we need to really focus on. It's a, as I say, it's a cup we hope to be lifting at the end of the year, but it's one that we want to be winning. So we know it's going to be a tricky tie, and as I said, we've trained well and we're more than prepared for it.
This is North Sound 1's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me as ever, Andrew Shiney and Dave Galloway. We've heard from the Dons camp. Here's St Mirren manager Jack Ross.
The approach changes game to game anyway, depending on the opponent and how we feel we have to play to nullify them and then try and win the game ourselves. So that has remained consistent. We obviously understand the calibre of the opposition we're playing against and the threat they can pose us. So that's been the work we've put in this week. Hopefully we can give ourselves a platform in the game that will allow our forward-going players to show the quality they have, but that's, you know, easier said than done. You have to go and play well on the day, obviously, to do that.
And the confidence in the squad, I imagine that there'll be no fear going up there ever.
No fear, but certainly a healthy amount of respect for the opposition individually and as a team. But the players do travel in as good a frame of mind as you could possibly be with the league position and the form they've been in. They understand that they're going to have to play really well on the day, but they believe they can play well, and if they play well, then we give ourselves a good chance. And that's really my priority for the game, is that they go and demonstrate why they're a good team, why they've won more often than not this season, and hopefully that'll be the case on Saturday.
Jack Ross there. And Dave, who's your one to watch in a red shirt tomorrow lunchtime?
Well, a few good contenders. My one to watch would be Kenny McLean. We've spoken about him already, haven't we? A lot of speculation about him. He's a great professional. He won't let that speculation get to him. He could really have a key role to play in getting control of the middle of the park. And, of course, he can supply the killer passes that others can perhaps convert and stick the ball in the net and get the winning goal. So Kenny McLean for me.
Andrew?
I'm going to go for Ryan Christie. I think Ryan, we all know he's got everything in his game, but he'd like to add a few more goals to his tally this season. And I think tomorrow could be the perfect stage for Ryan Christie just to show Scottish football what he's all about.
It's time to talk Dons.
Get them ready!
Stand free with North Sound 1's Red Friday.
You're listening to North Sound 1's Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself, Dave McDermott. The Dons face St Mirren at Pittodrie at lunchtime tomorrow. And Dave, you've been speaking to a former Don who's now very much part of the Paisley backroom staff.
Yes, indeed. The one and only Jamie Langfield. He says he's relishing his Pittodrie return.
It's a big thing. It's like obviously going home. It's part of my life for 10 years. Enjoying my time up there. Obviously, I've come back to my hometown club now. And if anything, it even gives me that more of a buzz. It's the fact that I'm now part of a hometown club, going to a club that was a massive part of my footballing career. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing some old and familiar faces. But the minute I get through the door, the professional head will be on. As we say, it's a great game for our club, and I think it'll be a very, very enjoyable game. Our confidence is flying right now, and Aberdeen are back doing what they do best, winning games and looking brilliant again after that little maybe mini blip they had. So I think it's set up for a cracking cup tie.
Yeah, sentiment, like you say, it just has to go out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Sentiment goes out of the way. I've said it before. If we won or we were to score, I'll celebrate, because at the end of the day, St Mirren's my club now. Just the same as I look after St Mirren, the first result I look for is Aberdeen, because they're still part of my life. And as long as it's not St Mirren they're playing, I'm always supporting Aberdeen and wanting them to win. Obviously, Saturday's a different occasion. Hopeful that we're on the end of the right result, and hopefully we can progress into the next round of the cup.
Well, I hope Jamie's completely wrong, Andrew, but obviously, but it'll be good to see him again.
Yeah, we'll hear him before we see him, indeed. I'm quite sure. But yeah, he's always welcome in Aberdeen. He's part of the history of Aberdeen Football Club.
And, of course, part of the last team to win a cup.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, right, time now for the predictor. Last week, which was a wee while ago, of course, unfortunately, I only got 1 point. I'm sure I need a recount here. Dave G, you got 3. Andrew, you got 4, remarkably. And Mal, who was representing the Red Army, got 5. Now, Ben Phillips going to represent the Red Army this week. But the totals are Andrew still bottom, 54. I'm in bronze medal position, 57. Dave G, silver, 59. And the Red Army way out in front, 74. So let's start off with the ties that we are part of the predictor. Starting, of course, Dave, with Aberdeen against St Mirren.
Well, really looking forward to this. Like I said at the top of the show, the Saints are a very good team. Jack Ross, what an excellent job he's done there. They play really good, attractive football. They'll come to Pittori with absolutely no fear, but I feel Aberdeen will have just too much class. It won't be a walkover, but 2-0 for me.
Andrew?
I'm going to go 3-1. I think St Mirren will come and they'll have a go and could get a goal. If it's the first one, it could have a significant bearing in the game, but I think it will be the last goal that they'll score in a 3-1 defeat.
OK, and I've gone 3-0. Andrew, Celtic against Brechin.
Well, unfortunately, Brechin are having a torrid time in the Championship. They haven't won a game yet. They're going to the most difficult place in Scotland to play, and it's just a matter of how many Celtic score. I'm going to go 6-0, I'm afraid, for Celtic.
Dave?
Well, Brechin, like Andrew said, without a league win all season, 16 points adrift at the foot of the Championship. They'll battle away, I'm sure, but it could be a very, very difficult day for them. 5-0 Celtic for me, and the Hoops could really do that in cruise control, I feel.
I've gone 4-0 East Fife against Brora, and just before we get those, here's the Brora manager, Ross Tokley.
There's boys in the team have played higher levels and for teams like Inverness and Ross County, so you know, with Stephen Mackay and Joe Mallon, you know, experienced campaigners, Jamie Duff as well, so I think the young lads had a great experience beating Stranraer down the road, so you know, they can take that as well. But you know, we've got match winners in our team and boys that have got a good experience, so it's the romance of the cup. It's, you know, about making memories and getting a shot on the cards, because it will be a shot when we win on Saturday.
East Fife Brora, Dave.
East Fife Brora, well, as Ross Tokley, as I spoke to him earlier in the week, as we heard from him there, he believes his Brora side can get a win at Methil. He has, as we've mentioned, that blend of youth and experience in his squad. I think, though, the senior side will edge it 1-0.
Andrew?
I think it will be a wee bit more comfortable for East Fife. Darren Young, the manager there, good friend. I think they'll win 3-1.
I've gone 2-1 to East Fife, but good luck to Brora representing the Highland League tomorrow. Motherwell, Hamilton, Lanarkshire Derby, Andrew.
A right battle, that one, and I can't separate them. I think there will be goals. I'm going to go 2-2.
Dave?
That's exactly what I've got written down in front of me here, Dave. A typically hard-fought Lanarkshire derby, no prisoners taken. Both sides will fancy their chances. Might take a replay to find a winner, indeed. That's what will happen if it's 2-2.
Yeah, and I've gone 1-1, so we don't see much separating the sides there, so it'll probably be a 5-clear-goal victory for one of them. Of course, on Sunday lunchtime, Fraserburgh against Rangers. Here's the... Well, of course, there is a pitch inspection tomorrow, but should it go ahead, that'll be a cracker. I'm quite sure. Here's Fraserburgh boss Mark Cowie.
I hope they go and enjoy it at the time away from the training, that they've got as much exposure to the media and the other side of it as they can, because it won't happen again. It won't happen again for them.
Do you just treat this game as a cup final then, before the cup final?
Definitely. This is our biggest game ever. I think it's the players will never play a bigger game than it. It's the fact that you've been lucky enough to play Aberdeen's, the Rangers have been up here before in friendlies, but this is a competitive game. There's something at stake at the end of this one, so it's great for them, and to have somebody of the stature of Rangers come up to your town and play on your ground against your players, it's what dreams are made of, really.
That's obviously the temporary stands getting built, as Mark was speaking there, Dave. Can they pull off the impossible?
Well, it's
that's
a very,
Fraser,
very,
I mean, not Rangers.
Yeah, aye, exactly. It's a very, very tall order, isn't it? Classic David versus Goliath, obviously. Really, fingers crossed that that 5 p.m. pitch inspection tomorrow does get the thumbs up. As the manager said, they're the biggest game in the Brock's history. I was through in the town earlier this week, and you know, cup fever has gripped Fraser. But great to see all the businesses joining in with, you know, decorating their windows in Fraserburgh colours. As long as the team gives it everything, you really can't ask for more. But I really don't see what would be an almighty upset, unfortunately. I'm going to go for 5-1 Rangers.
Andrew?
I'm going to go one less, 4-1 to Rangers.
I've gone 4-0 Rangers. And Sunday afternoon, it's the Edinburgh Derby, Hearts Hibs, Andrew.
I fancy Hibs to win this one, although the signing of Gary Naismith will lift a...
Even Stephen
Naismith, yes.
That would have been a surprise.
I thought Gary Naismith, did he not play left back for Aberdeen a while back? Yeah, Stephen Naismith will lift Hearts, but I think Hibs are a decent side, and I think they could edge it 2-1.
Dave?
Typically frenetic Edinburgh derby. There might not be a heck of a lot of football. I fancy Hearts just to edge this one. I'm going to go for 2-1.
Well, I've gone right in the middle. Hearts 1, Hibs 1. And here's the predictions on behalf of the Red Army this week, courtesy of Ben Phillip.
Aberdeen versus St Mirren. And with the Dons fresh back from their sunshine at their winter training camp in Dubai, and with the home advantage, I'm going to say Aberdeen 3, St Mirren 1. Celtic versus Brechin City. I'm going to say Celtic 5, Brechin City 0. East Fife versus Brora. Brora go into this match with nothing to fear. However, I'm going to say East Fife 2, Brora 0. Motherwell versus Hamilton, always a tight game in the Lanarkshire Derby. I'm going to say Motherwell 1, Hamilton 1. Fraserburgh versus Rangers. My heart says Fraserburgh to cause an upset in the Brough. However, my head says Fraserburgh 0, Rangers 3. Hearts versus Hibs in the Edinburgh Derby. Hearts will be boosted with the signing of Stephen Naismith until the end of the season. I'm going to say Hearts 1, Hibernian 0.
And Andrew, the rest of the card, of course, we've already had three games off.
Three have fallen by the wayside. Livingston against Falkirk, Peterhead against Dumbarton. Of course, tonight's game was supposed to be for Martin against Cove Rangers. That has fallen foul of the weather. Elsewhere, it's Albion Rovers against St Johnstone, Alloa Athletic against Dundee United, Arbroath visiting Ayr, Dundee play Inverness Cali Thistle, Dunfermline entertain Morton, an all-premiership clash at Rugby Park between Kilmarnock and Ross County, and Queen of the South facing Partick Thistle.
And Dave, do you see anywhere there being an upset amongst those games?
Just having a look down the list of games, Dave, I think there might be something on the cards, perhaps. Alloa against Dundee United. United won't fancy going to Alloa on the plastic pitch. Alloa will get right in about United. This one could be a banana skin for them.
Andrew, you any upsets that you could foresee?
Again, an artificial surface down in Dumfries. Queen of the South against Partick Thistle. Could be a bit of an upset there. Partick Thistle might win it.
Very funny. And at Dens, I think Inverness could just sneak it. Dundee, they've got their league survival to worry about. Inverness going well, so let's look at that. Highland League and Juniors, as ever, subject to decimation. But
yes.
There should be a few games going ahead, hopefully.
Well, hopefully. The card reads Bucky Thistle against Strathspey Thistle, Clachnacuddin against Huntly, Fort William visiting Devon Vale, Forest Mechanics against Inverurie Locos, Keith against Nairn County, Rothes against Wick Academy.
And the game of the day in the juniors, should it go ahead, is at Gallows Hill Park, Newborough Thistle against Bank City in the mcbookie.com Super League. That's it for Red Friday for another week. Aberdeen against St Mirren in the Scottish Cup, 12:15 tomorrow. Have a great sporting weekend. Ta-ra.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.